Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 26th. Happy Resurrection Day! I'm reading from the New International Version and we are entering a new book today, the Book of Joshua. Under Joshua's leadership, Israel will enter the land promised to Abraham. It seems like we've been talking about this promise of the land for our entire Bible reading project this year, and finally the people of God are going to enter this land. Yesterday we said goodbye to Moses, and today we're saying hello to Joshua. We're being reminded that God is affirming him of his leadership, and then Joshua tells the people to get ready, to prepare to enter the land that they had been waiting for, to cross over that Jordan River into the promised land. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives and your children and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan, but all your fighting men ready for battle must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I have this book, The God of Your Story, by Brian Harden, and he goes through his Bible reading plan and talks about the different passages. In his commentary on Joshua 1, he says this, in a very real way, the entire wilderness experience had a singular focus. It taught the people who God was and how to know and obey Him. Now they must go into the land with full faith that God will go before them, and full faith in the promise that He gave to their ancestors. But they won't be able to just move in. They will have to contend for the promise. The children of Israel are about to embark on a great mission with God, and to accomplish it, they will have to collaborate with God against all odds. In this conquest, we'll notice God instructing them to do very counterintuitive things. Think about Jericho and how they had to walk around the wall of Jericho for 7 days, and then on the seventh day to go around it seven times. Very counterintuitive things with almost bizarre instructions that sometimes won't make logical sense. And so as we look at this passage, we have to think about our own lives. What is God calling us to do? How is He calling us to live, perhaps counterculturally, or do something that doesn't make sense to the world, but it makes sense to God and following Him? And so my prayer for us today is that we would just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and to His guidance in our lives. I also want us to think about and pray for the Cooks on a Mission today. I know that the Cooks on a Mission have been very busy in this season, helping the youth who are going on mission to the Dominican Republic. They've made thousands of cookies to help out, and they also keep up with their monthly meal sales, which go to local missions. So let's pray for them today. Father, we thank You that on this Sunday we can celebrate the resurrection. We thank You, Lord, for Jesus Christ, and help us, Lord, to treasure Him. We pray, Lord, that as we go into our week, that we would be sensitive to Your leading. What do You have for us today? What do You want us to be about? Who do we need to call? Who do we need to write? Who can we encourage today? Help us to look at others with eyes of love and compassion like You do. And we want to pray specifically today for the Cooks on a Mission, for this wonderful group of people who come together. We pray, Lord, that as they cook and clean and package, that You would be with them, that You would guide their conversations, that You would help them in the mission. We pray, Lord, that as they work, that they would stir one another up to love and good deeds. Thank You for their help with fundraising for the Dominican Republic trip, for all the cookies they've made. We just pray, Lord, that You would bless them and keep them. Make Your face to shine upon them. Be gracious to them. Lift up Your countenance upon them and all my brothers and sisters, and give them peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.